Clementine's just call the void to anything that'll could harm her. She just almost ran. She didn't almost just run. She yeah. thought about running.
Yeah.
And jumping off the ledge.
Do you need to get your wiggles out?
What?
You need to get your wiggles out?
No.
Do it. Yeah, you do. I can tell.
I've been sitting here forever.
Get your wiggles in then. Start wiggling.
Start wiggling. Bro has not gotten his wiggles in today.
And you weren't there.
I was there.
No, you weren't.
Maybe I wasn't.
I drove by your office and I saw your car. I always look for your car every time just to make sure you're there safe.
I was.
You were there.
Nice. When did you come by?
Like 2:30.
Something.
Oh, yeah, I was at lunch.
Yeah, because I went and I talked to Sean and then I was like, oh, is Christian in?
Big Sean.
And he's like, it's lunchtime. He probably isn't. You can check though. And so I went and checked your office and I knew it was yours because there was a coffee mug that said Christian with the farmers
logo
on it. I was like, this must be Christian's office. So I sat in your chair, took a couple calls.
You farted in it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I
had to, you know.
Not intentionally, but
yeah,
it was a big breakfast.
I was a little nervous on the phone, so.
Oh, this is farmers?
Yeah.
Sorry. It was soap. I shouldn't have said
this is poop. Farters. I mean.
Yeah, but it was cool. It's a very nice office. It's huge.
Yeah.
Is it only farmers that's in there? Because it's a massive building.
Oh, yeah. Just us.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful space.
Yeah, it is.
I've been way there. Better than our other building.
Yeah, I know.
The other one was so ghetto.
It's quite an upgrade.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was so different than the other office because I went in that one when we were getting desks and stuff out of there.
Yeah.
That right. was not his.
That wasn't mine, but that was a similar vibe to the one I was in. Mine was a little bit nicer, but... That was Tracy's, because Sean, no one cares.
Yeah, yeah. But that was Tracy's. Yeah.
She jumped up through that to get here.
You know, that's very impressive. I've been trying to get her, Haley to put her in the Cat Olympics this year.
Yeah.
They just do, you know, with various the jumpsuit stuff. Complete various tasks.
She wants to claw your knee because it's moving around.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, yeah. She loves Parker, huh?
She does.
She goes up and curls up on her body.
Guys, I'm afraid I made a Graves mistake today.
Graves mistake. Oh, no. What did you do to the Graves?
I bought a tool that I've really been wanting, but after I got it, it didn't. I was like, I don't know how much I'll really use this.
Oh, it didn't satisfy your desire.
Really?
Yeah. It was what a framing gun, which I'll use for the rest of my life.
Okay.
But framing's...
But the rest of your life isn't going to be that long.
That's yeah.
So you don't think you're going to be using it very much.
So I don't think I'll get as much use out of it as I
want. What are you trying to tell us right now?
What is the... How much was it?
I don't like to jump
$240.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but I've been... I knew that's the one I wanted because yeah. there's another brand that's... I can maybe get it for $150 if it's on sale. Usually $200. So a little bit less.
What brand?
Metabo.
You do not want that. I don't even know what that is.
Go ahead and don't buy that one.
Everybody has it.
Yeah.
It's super light.
Everybody's dumb, Gavin. You're so much smarter than everybody.
All the amateurs? Yeah. Cool.
I think they get it because it's the less expensive one. I got the Makita one. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
You guys just cheered me
up. You are going to like it.
I am. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, come on. It's an investment.
We're gonna be building a house, you know, so when we do that, using that framing gun is going to be fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much use out of it.
I just don't use... I won't use it as much for my job right now. Is more what I'm
Do you not do exterior stuff very often?
No. Not at least with a framing gun.
Yeah. I see. Are you going to do Josh's house?
Yeah.
Cool.
In a couple months when he's ready.
Huh.
But I got to get you in contact with that British lady.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Dude, everybody wants me to
She has a little cabinet she wants, you know. Kind of cut it up.
Yeah.
She offered tea. It was a classic British person to do.
Yeah, she really British?
Yeah, she really was.
Dang. Did you say why she left?
Their
buildings politics. Were terrible.
Religious persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
But there were magazines everywhere, like tabloids, but British. It's like, what's going on with the royal family?
Royal family.
chaos for Prince William or something.
I wonder. Do you think maybe she was a spy?
I don't think Prince William was actually a her at all. I don't know anything about the royal family, dude. People love the royal family.
You either love them or you hate them.
Haley's family, Haley's mom is a big fan of the royal family, and Haley's a big fan of the royal family.
That checks out.
I don't know if they're big fans of them or if they just follow them, but that's like, it's like the Kardashians for them, dude.
Probably see representation with Meghan Markle, you know.
Person of color?
Yeah, darker skin tone.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the... I just don't know anything about them. I don't know how they got there. I don't know what they do now. Do they even serve a purpose besides entertainment?
Just the queen.
I don't know.
They're just kind of there. It's just like tradition, I think.
Yeah, which is cool. They're playing dress up or whatever, but it's like...
Queen's dead.
He's like the Duchess or Long Duke the or something?
Yeah.
He's the Duke?
I saw the most insane video today.
Really?
It's one of those, you know, where they walk up on the person like, what, you're here to meet a whatever, meet a kid. Oh,
dude, yeah.
I love it. It was in Portland. It was this black guy. And
I saw that video also.
They're by the river. He's talking to it, and this white lady walks up. And she was like, are you harassing him? Like all this stuff, talking to the guy, like, is he harassing? Do you want him to leave? Do you want to stop having this conversation? And the guy recording is like, do you want to tell her why you're here? He's like, no, I'm fine. He's like, ma'am, you can just, if you just step away. He's like, I wanted to stop here and see if the brown person was okay. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
As someone who cares for the houseless community in our local neighborhood, that's what she said.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he's like, you're assuming that this guy is homeless? Yeah. It's kind of insane. She's like,
unhoused. That's what they say.
Yeah, unhoused. That's what it is.
Yeah. I think all that, like the weird liberal hippie socialist, that stuff. I don't think that could be solved with like different government. I think it's just how people want it. It's their way of life. It's not really.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Just the culture of the Northwest.
Oh,
homeless people and stuff.
You don't think it's viable?
I don't think you can. How do you solve homelessness?
Yeah, interesting. Just buy.
I think it's always going to be an issue.
But why is it not an issue down
it's
here?
It's a lot of like.
It's
I
a
think
pride thing, I think. Because there's people, pride. If you like.
There's definitely around homeless here, people around here.
Yeah, but it's more. I feel like Southern people have more pride.
I think there's also more of a drug problem in the Pacific Northwest. Probably. I think that is probably contributes massively.
Yeah.
Is because once you get on that, dude, looking for drugs,
that's all you want to spend your money on.
It's all consuming, bro. It takes over
that's true.
Desire to be like an upstanding citizen with a house and a job
doesn't
pales in comparison to the desire to just be high.
It's not even a thought of like, oh, I need to go. Oh, yeah, I need to pay my bills.
Well,
I need to get a job.
Don't care
what
they look like.
No, I want to.
Yeah. It's sad, bro. I watched a movie the other day called Beautiful Boy. Have you ever heard of that?
I think so.
It's just about this kid who's like struggling with drug addiction and like his dad trying to be there for him and like be supportive. But like the kid just keeps running away and getting back into trouble with drugs.
Is it with Steve Carell?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, I've seen Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. Yes.
He's the kid. It's so sad, bro.
He's a beautiful boy.
He's a beautiful boy.
He really is.
Did a great job on game day. But yeah, it's so sad, dude. But I think that's probably contributes to the problem so much is drug issues. And also that stuff is so accessible in the Pacific Northwest because it's not like you don't really get punished for it that much.
Yeah, they just passed that law. That's if you have anything like heroin, meth.
Yeah.
It's like, just keep it.
Any hard drugs.
Just have it.
You get a $100 fine and that's it.
Because they're saying like possession is not a problem as much as like if you're dealing it, then there's issues. But if it's possession, it's like you're just a consumer subject to the issue that we're having, which I guess is kind of true. But
I do
still,
understand not punishing them because I don't know. I feel like some people truly like it seems so obvious to me like drugs bad. But some people aren't like educated in that. I feel like
I think everyone's
like,
educated,
you know,
but some
don't
people
know the
just
risk,
don't.
Or they, just like,
or they know the risk, and they just don't care. Dude. Or like people are,
or they're like, oh,
struggling.
I won't get addicted.
This wouldn't happen to me.
Or they're just like, that's the only thing they can find to make them feel good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think people are just in such bad places mentally that it's once they experience that kind of that feeling of like everything's okay, people just try and you know they just get after it.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
But there's some, like, I mean, some.
And some of it just starts recreationally being irresponsible, and then you just keep getting after it.
I was watching a movie. that I was talking about, I think it was the 1960s when like there was a huge drug problem in the US, like way worse than it is now, where it was just everywhere. Really? And like cops were in on it, and like the US military.
What? The military was doing drugs?
Crazy. Like people in Vietnam. They were doing drugs like crazy. And that's where a lot of drugs were coming from, was being sent over from there. Like this was based on a true story. Heroin was coming over. And so they were selling it and dealing it over here. And so like it was just, it was so bad.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Because you're just like preying on the weak. So
this is fun. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah. Dang it. So stupid.
This is Christmas Eve for everybody. Christmas,
what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. The Portland guy that's homeless. Or not homeless, but the lady thought he was homeless.
The prince, the king of Europe.
The king of Europe. The royal family.
Royal family. Dang,
I love
the
tracking
Kingdom.
The rabbit trail back to the
royal family. Doesn't make road. Any sense.
Yeah. I don't know how it works. It probably makes sense, but
to me,
I'm trying to connect the dots right now.
We got lost deep in the woods, and we're just like, we found our way out.
They're too afraid to vote somebody in. They're just like, all right, this family, hopefully the gene pool stays good.
Hopefully it stays pure, so let's all marry each other.
Yeah.
Is that true? Do they actually marry each other?
Yeah, lots of it in the past.
It took a long time.
But also, nobody knew back then. But I feel like there's got to be something instinctually.
I mean, in the Bible, genetically, it does talk about not doing that stuff.
Dang it. Also, like, why haven't they had a king? Fine. Like, I haven't heard of a king in England.
They got King Andrew right now or something like that.
But does he do? I feel like the queen is much more.
Yeah, they haven't had a king in a while.
Esteemed. But this king is crusty, I'm pretty sure, so they don't like him as much.
Mm. Captain
Queen
Crust
Elizabeth was so elegant. They loved her.
She was elegant.
Who's ruling over there right now? It is a king for sure.
Dang
king.
Is it a king? Wow, I didn't know that.
England.
And what does he do? He can't execute people. He
Charles the Third.
Look at his face right there. It looks so smug. He's, not that one. And the other one.
He had the United Kingdom and 14 other Commonwealth realms.
Looks like a nice. They got realms over there, dude. That's sick.
Shoot. We'll just play in Minecraft. He's the Duke of Edinburgh. That doesn't sound like a real thing.
I would really love to understand
how that works.
I'm so ignorant about
this. No disrespect to the king over there.
Seriously, we don't mean it.
We respect you, king. Your crown's fallen.
Not like he really cares. He definitely listens to the Gas really Boys.
Oh, he's a listener. I could see it in his eyes.
He's a gasser. I saw it. He got a tattoo of our logo on his bicep.
That's not true.
You know what? That's not true. Where's ChatGPT? I'm going to figure out what the role of
Don't
the
believe
royal
that for
family
a second.
Is.
Yeah, what we're not utilizing. That's what AI is good for. By the way, not afraid of AI whatsoever. There's like some cool features, but they're not very intuitive in some areas.
Because you don't have premium.
Examples being Spotify's auto-generating chapters for podcasts. Pretty cool that they're able to kind of segment out what we talked about, but sometimes they're very off.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to change the one about the Texas drivers and the curse word that they used.
Yeah, they use swear words. We've never used a swear word in our podcast ever. And when they were auto-generating our segments, they were just cussing up a storm.
Like it was like...
It was kind of insane.
Texas drivers are...
effing?
It was S.
Oh. Okay, so they do. It is kind of a made-up job, like Parker and really? Gavin.
These days it's all like for the image.
Yeah, it's the head of state, the monarch... Currently, King Charles III acts as a unifying figure and represents the UK at home and abroad. They have ceremonial duties. The monarch participates in events like the state opening of Parliament. So again, nothing real. The diplomatic role. They host state visits, meet foreign dignitaries, and travel abroad to strengthen diplomatic.
Prime Minister is like the important one.
Yeah, it's that's like what Canada has.
Yeah.
Constitutional duties.
They're trying to get Trudeau out of there.
Yeah, we're going to annex them. They're so cooked.
I was like, maybe they do have a real job. Approving legislation. All laws passed by Parliament require royal assent, though this is purely ceremonial and has not been refused since the 18th century.
How much money do they have?
So, it's ceremony. Like, they the pass through in. For royal, approval. They approve legislature, but it is purely ceremonial. It
would be scandalous if they disproved
it. They don't actually disprove anything. They just, it's just for show.
Or disapprove.
It's really so cute. They're just role-playing.
They've been role-playing for hundreds of years.
Yeah, but it's really the Kardashians of the UK.
Imagine the Kardashians.
Every single
are
one
your
of them was like just kind of like fun. It is fun.
Kanye is your king.
It is kind of cool, but It's
he would never accept
it's like
that.
two different people talking to me once about two different things. I love it.
You have two ears for a reason, partner. Yeah. How about you dial in? I thought I was just being like ignorant, saying that they were just over there for fun.
No, that's real.
Learned they really about that don't in history have class. An actual job. They're just hanging out, which is sick. That'd be so fun to be a part of the royal family.
And you are literally a king.
Yeah.
They have to have so much money, because who's making money now if they're just role playing?
What were they whining about?
They're
like
popular.
Meghan Markle went over there and was like, oh, it actually sucks. I hate it here.
I guess they're a racist.
Oh, I can believe that.
Yeah, they're all
which
very
which would make
pale.
Sense.
Yeah.
And she was just like an actress or whatever.
Yeah.
She's just an actress. She's just in this but so still, shoots and she was like scandalous.
England is so awful that even when you're in the royal family, it sucks.
Yeah. She had to get back to America ASAP.
I would love to go to England to just see how bad it is.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It might be. There's probably some good parts
of
it.
I bet the construction is so bad.
No, do they have beautiful architecture? I bet.
Oh, yeah, all the old stuff.
The castles that's, and everything?
Bro, that's what people love to talk about, how old all these places are. Look at these beautiful old buildings and the architecture from back then. Yeah, there's well, some. You know how young America is? And guess who's ruling the world, baby?
Yeah.
The U.S. of A. Yes. All right.
What are you trying to say?
The young really people know. Are running the world. Everybody comes to the young people, America, the youngest country.
What does that have to do with architecture?
I don't know.
We don't have old architecture because we're not an old country.
Oh, you're saying that people were roasting America because it was ugly buildings.
Yeah.
But it's ugly buildings because it's modern, because the U.S. is modern. Why do you got demon videos?
Yeah, this is that same one.
Parker's whole feed is just people.
Oh, no. This, like, in the Middle East finding. It autofills to this video. This is not my feed.
Every time you pull up
bro,
Instagram.
Bro, this one's freaky. Yeah, that one's not like this video.
Some of it's like, is they really find hell? And it's like, no, that couldn't be.
Is they really?
Bro, the video, Christian sent me this hilarious video.
We gotta watch. Dude, I see videos like this all the time.
When you spoke about the generations. Okay. Our parents are Gen Xers, so this is for you guys.
Okay, will they be able to see the video?
Yeah, I'll throw it up on there.
Okay.
Watch YouTube, everybody.
Got a message for Gen Z. I think we should start a Gen X mafia.
Message is for Gen X and the millennials. We don't know what you have planned for us and why you're recruiting everyone.
Gen X has been building an army.
There's Gen Zers out there that don't understand the Gen X rise. Let me explain it.
Gen X's rise.
Gen X folks are the toughest people that currently exist in our world today. They are emotionally tough and they are physically tough. Nobody was watching us. And let me tell you, natural consequences are the best way to learn life lessons. They are mad. They've started
Disney's
to get sick.
We've
pushed the Gen X to their limits.
Disney's trying to cancel Eminem.
They're starting to. They're rising up and saying, okay, it's time for the smartest generation.
Gen X started a war. We are determined. They're determined to finish. That looks like a white supremacist group.
That's
from
true.
A video,
dude. That filter, the Gen X filter,
yeah, bro. What's what?
Actually so sick. I think it started when people tried to cancel Eminem, or like no one even tried to cancel Eminem.
No,
but in one of Eminem's songs on his album,
they're
he
gonna
like,
cancel me.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you're gonna cancel?" Like talked about being canceled.
Why would they cancel?
And then everyone's like, "Oh, you're trying to cancel Eminem." All the Gen X, you're trying to cancel Eminem.
They love Eminem.
We have a
still.
Word for you, Gen Z.
He has said so many foul things.
No
in his
one
songs.
Is trying to cancel Eminem.
Also, look what their thing says: Gen X. So the generation that. They're saying they started
a war. Yeah,
Gen
X has started a war.
Yeah.
And that they're determined
Gen
to finish.
Z? They're so dumb they don't even know how to dang put text on a screen.
Top comment is unplug the HDMI and watch them crumble.
Getting mad at the way they raise their own children.
Yeah, that's funny.
These are your
that's
kids.
Good.
What are you talking about? We're going to war against Gen Z? Oh, you mean little Braxton?
Candy Crush adults declaring war on iPad babies.
Yeah, that's true. Candy Crush adults, bro. That's hilarious.
Okay, I saw, you know, the Instagram page i5 whatever, like commuters.
I5 she is commuters. Literally just snuggling you right now.
I know, bro. This is the best. I need a cat.
No, dude. But it's i5
Gavin
commuters.
Says no.
Gavin
says
so there's people no, that man. Drive i5.
Go ahead and throw the cat outside.
They're pretty mean, honestly, on there to people. Oh they're gosh. Like
you disturbed her.
comparatively to Texas drivers, not that bad. But they were recording a video on their commute to like from Portland or something. Somebody is scrolling on their phone and they look and she's playing Candy Crush while driving in traffic. Nah,
dude. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
In her Subaru.
Classic.
Come on.
Yeah, Devin and I were driving around today at work and like I just got to count one day the amount of people just phone in hand as they're driving.
Yeah. I mean, it's boring ridiculous. To drive, dude. What are you talking about?
It's ridiculous.
I'm supposed to not watch anything while I'm driving?
I'm a little bit scared about doom scrolling.
What are you talking
like
about?
People just like doom, like they're on their phones so much.
You're scared for other people or you're scared about yourself?
Nah, just the generation.
I think I might need to get that like color filter, like that filters out all the colors on my like phone. Like there's apps I think that can do that.
What is it for?
Because color is like stimulating to your brain, like naturally. You see all these fun colors. You just want to keep looking at it.
I don't think it's the colors, dude. I think it's the dang.
Is it the hilarious reels?
Yeah, the hilarious reels, mm-hmm. The Fortnite scar.
Anytime like, I'm bored, I just.
I know. Yeah. I think I've been on my phone too much. I think I need to be like Brad and.
I set a time limit on my Instagram.
Just instantly put it
and
in the passcode.
Pass it every single day every and said, no, like, ignore the limit for today.
No, this is kind of annoying.
But at least I know, like.
At least I know, dang, though, that
it's
I have
been
a
this
problem.
Long.
That's crazy.
At least I know it's been my 3-hour limit.
Set yeah, but we should get bricked up, all three of us.
I'm at the first step.
Let's provide some context real fast for the listeners about what bricked is.
You buy a brick.
You buy a brick, and you every time your phone touches this brick, it's a little square thing. You touch your phone to it, and it disables all your apps that you want it to disable. So you can select like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, you know.
Bro, if I can't have Facebook, though, I might crash out.
Candy Crush, Facebook.
Sucks. We should brick all the Gen Xers' phones from Facebook,
and they couldn't communicate with each other.
I have some.
They
friends.
Can have all other platforms and Instagram, but they won't be able to communicate.
Dude, one of the people that I know that is Generation X, with whom I am in close proximity.
You call him Dad.
No, just like one of my coworkers.
Oh, okay.
But her like primary means of communication is Facebook Messenger. Like she'll be like, that's how she texts her husband. Like if her and her husband are talking, it's on Messenger. Like that's just what they use.
Yeah.
It's like WhatsApp.
At Mariah's old church, like everyone would just send like Facebook invites. That's how they like
invite people invite
to a birthday party, Facebook invite.
I would never get it.
I'm never going.
Yeah. Sorry. Even if I had Facebook, if someone invited me over Facebook, I'd be like, this is going to be lame. I'm not going.
Exactly. Yeah. I would say the same thing. Because you sent this on Facebook invite, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
And the other half of the time, I just wouldn't see it.
Yeah, I just wouldn't see it. I'm not on Facebook for real. I only have Marketplace. Mm-hmm. But I do on Facebook Marketplace a lot. Big Facebook Marketplace guy.
I just go on every once in a while, see my friend request. It's like, oh, this person I've known for the last like few months, they sent me a request forever ago. Yeah. I'll accept that.
I don't think there's anything... I do find a lot of like work video inspiration on Instagram from these tile guys that I follow. Just like four different tile companies. One's in Colorado, other place. But so and I make these videos, but I never post them.
Dang it!
Really? You should show us
some tile vids.
Yeah, well, just videos.
Go ahead and put them on the
like
podcast.
Doing jobs.
Show us, and then we'll critique
they're on
them.
My phone.
We'll edit them.
We need it. Dang it.
You know, post
one
them.
I did of a bathroom demo to have like a one day
just
job.
Demolish this bathroom. I've done videos like that.
And
you do not post those.
I got it down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds, but I was like, man, that's still way too long.
That's
so
long.
I sped it up by five times the time lapse.
You gotta put like some Subway Surfers underneath that or something. I'm not sitting there watching that.
I got it down to 48 seconds.
Or put that video, put like the tile video in the background with like a Reddit story over the top. Like my wife decided to leave after she found this.
What do you want, Colin?
She found my tile vids.
Yeah. This is the tile vid in the back. You speed running, demolishing a bathroom. And like some, you know, overlaid audio of wife divorcing with subtitles.
Oh, that's just...
That could actually be sick.
Do you ever...
I was trying to figure out audio to put behind it, songs or something.
I tried to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Very rudely, though. But it seemed like you had something good to say.
I was just saying, I'm trying to figure out... the hardest thing is to what song to put behind the video.
Oh, yeah.
If it's on Facebook, you got to do some, like, divorce dad rock.
You got to find a trending audio.
Hold me now.
What's the sailor one?
Allison Chains. Oh. Dude, do that one 100%. Or like Eminem or something.
Yeah. You're trying to cancel me? Somebody. Get the Gen Xers would love it.
Trying to cancel me? Cancel free. I'm a cancel ye.
Yeah, something like that.
It's always
like classic. Kanye.
It's
old can't English. Cancel Kanye.
So in a hat, like, and a hat, and a hat of a hat of a hat of a.
He's a great rapper, though. He's
you know
what?
He's a good rapper.
I want to be the first to say it. He's good.
You know what, guys? We love Eminem.
You ever get onto car crash Instagram?
Yeah, dude, I love that.
Dude, sometimes they'll be on death Instagram, and it's, you know, car crashes or whatever.
Bro, they were like, I found this account. It was actually like, it seemed like there's no way, like, they survived these, but it's like a car crash. You can't look away.
Yeah, just watch it. It's terrible.
Last Saturday morning,
didn't get out of bed for 5 hours.
Yeah, I got my time limit alert just sitting there in the morning
watching car crash vids.
Yeah.
Dang it.
And then
yeah,
Mariah,
dude, that's
got
to be so bad for you.
We're driving to Tyler that day. Bro, I was so alert. I thought, like, oh, that's somebody's going to crash into us.
About to get pounded.
Yeah.
The laying in bed all day has to be bad for you, or watching car crashes?
Dude, the compound effect of both of those things, like laying in bed, I guess I didn't even think about that part. But just like the fact that you have to be doing absolutely nothing while watching the videos, and you're just getting absolutely loaded to the brim with dopamine. Like,
yeah. I'm sitting here doing nothing and my brain loves it.
I'm so excited. And I'm having so much fun. Nothing is more fun than sitting here doing nothing, watching people die. Okay, that sounds crazy.
No, but that's what your
brain's
telling you.
And most of it's not
you.
People dying. It's like crazy, you know, Fortnite or so fun. Just hilarious memes.
Was the night in
right,
shining.
Finding a gold scar or whatever. Yeah.
How it feels watching a...
No. I feel like this is a common topic on the podcast of how bad scrolling reels is, but
I don't think we've ever talked
and,
about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a common thing.
Maybe you saw
about
a reel about it.
Yeah, you know what? That's probably true.
Maybe I think about it all
honestly,
the time.
That's probably true. You probably saw a reel about it.
Gavin, don't even
turn
make
off
me,
the phone.
Don't even make me think
oh,
about that right
listen
now.
To this. This was an idea I had.
I will not listen to it.
Nope. Because of the doom scrolling thing?
La, 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 la.
Okay, so
la,
the Johnson la. Brothers, have you seen that Instagram account?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bro, that's funny.
Have you seen the Smith Brothers?
It's like 12.
Have you seen the
guys?
I don't know, I can't think of another generic.
But he
name.
Did. They
have.
Have
you seen the Baker Brothers?
Look sorry. It up right now on Instagram.
Don't look up. Don't look.
What's gonna happen if I look this up?
No, there's just the doom scrolling one. That's what made me think of it. But my idea was so on all of our videos or clips we post,
Clementine's about to do something.
So they're hilarious and funny videos, right? But at the end of it, we always put the same 5 second bit that like. Hey, I know you've been scrolling Instagram for a while. Take a break. You know, like those are like, do you need to take a
these
break
guys?
From Instagram? Or like, hey, take a break from Instagram today. Yeah, those guys.
Which
hold
one?
On, don't click on it yet. But if we do that, so like our videos start going viral and then people just stop, they get off Instagram for a while. The last thing they thought about before they got off Instagram was our account.
I'd be so mad if I opened my home screen, like opened up my phone. First thing was Gas Boys posted a video, and then it's like, hey.
No.
Stop scrolling.
It's a good video. It's a good clip. And then at the end of it, it shows that.
If I get that at the end of a video, I'm scrolling. The ones that get me is like something crazy. I've been seeing a lot of these. Like something crazy is about to happen, and then right before something crazy happened, the video pauses, and it's like, I'll play the rest of the video. Promise this will be your last one.
Yeah.
And then it unpauses and finishes the video.
I've seen one of those.
And I get those all the time. And
then I just keep scrolling.
No, sometimes I'll just get off, dude. I'm like, you know what? You're right.
Scroll down.
I think the algorithm probably doesn't like that, though. If this is the last video, if
it's not
you
that
closed out the app after seeing this video, they're not going to want to show people that.
Scroll down.
It's going to make people get off their app.
Keep going.
They love the head in the sand.
I do not like these guys.
Keep going. Right there. That one.
What is that
middle,
one?
Middle
There's
brown
nine
shirt.
Videos
yeah,
on
that
the
one.
Screen right now.
Oh, I need a quick second to relax.
It's actually so good.
Okay. I should get back to the guys.
It's like taking a hit off his vape.
All right. Hello?
Interstellar.
Hey, miss, we couldn't get you off your phone, so we decided to record so you don't miss anything.
Hey! Congratulations. We miss ya. Hey, miss.
This can't be real.
The guys kind of gave up on ya. It's been 20 years. I have a wife, kids. I miss you, buddy. Hey, miss. I'm dying. I'm getting old, you know? This will be the last video. I miss you, buddy.
Okay, but then watch the beginning of the video again.
I recognize it when you play it the first time.
And now listen.
Oh, I need a quick second.
When he starts dying. Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I miss Interstellar, dude. I haven't seen that movie in a while.
Did you know they're playing it in theaters?
I've been hearing that for like 6 months and it still hasn't happened.
No, they just had it. Like, it just happened.
You're joking.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I'll be danged.
Yeah, in some IMAX movies. Oh. In some IMAX theaters. I don't know if... I think the one in Tyler maybe was playing it.
Oh, we missed it. Yeah, that's crazy. That would have been a good one. What is happening right now, dude?
She's digging for gold.
I guess. Huh. Have you guys seen all the UFOs that are over...
New Jersey.
I haven't seen Jack squat about that, to be honest.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
It's all I see these days, bro.
I haven't seen a ton of it, but I saw a few things. A few posts.
Dude, it's... So it started from... This is my timeline of how I've learned the events.
Yeah. It's Christian's word, and we're just living in that.
Originally, this isn't my timeline of like what I think is happening. This is like the order of which I learned about the things happening. So right. It might not be the actual timeline, but it's the timeline for me. The first thing I heard about was New Jersey, that there were like bazillions of these dang flying orbs. Like, undoubtedly, this isn't like some obscure like videos that we're seeing. This is like... Everyone's recording it. It's documented. Yeah. They're having meetings about this amongst like national security, whatever. So it's all just lights that are blinking up in the sky.
That's cool.
And like moving. And they say moving unlike other aircraft that they've seen before, where it's like has to be like the report from the air traffic control was that they were moving. The way that they were maneuvering, it would have had to be the technology of an advanced military. So it would have been like U.S. military, Russian military, Chinese military, because like a regular drone or some kind of aircraft wouldn't
Glorbob
be able to.
65 military.
They said Glorbob was also up there as one of the... it was either Glorbob or Russia, they said.
Yeah.
But like the way they're maneuvering, it's not something that's... It's something that would have to be a military technology that we don't currently have. So many of these above New Jersey, and no one's talking about where they're coming from. And the government has been super hush hush about it. They're not saying either they don't know, which is like there's no way they don't know what's going on.
They know,
or they know and they just don't want us to know, which is probably more likely, which is kind of more scary. It's like, why don't you want us to know?
Because we would freak out.
Because they held a meeting. The mayor of New Jersey, I saw an interview with him outside of this.
Wow.
Outside of this, council. I wish I could pull up the video.
Was it the mayor of New York or what?
Look New Jersey.
Governor of New Jersey.
Is New Jersey a state?
Yeah.
There's not a city named New Jersey.
Jersey City, maybe? Oh, so maybe, yeah. Or what is it? Do they?
Look it up. Jersey governor outside
New Jersey has a is a city, I think.
Jersey City, yeah. There's Jersey Shore.
So they held a That's meeting a where they're supposed to be Great telling. Show.
I don't think there's a New Jersey, New Jersey.
New Jersey Governor Gay? Could that be?
No, just look up interview. They'll probably pull it up there.
Drones right there.
I don't see it.
I really don't see it. Oh, the first one. Not a video. Guess we'll never know.
Shoot, dude. It's, someone's got to have it out there and know what I'm talking about.
Ask Reddit. Check with Reddit.
So basically it was him outside. So they call like this meeting.
We'll explain it better.
High level government officials came to explain to this guy like what, or to like, it was like a panel. And like all these, they were like trying to answer the questions that people had about the drones. And it was like the Department of Defense or Department of something was holding this. Homeland Security. Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Hmm. And this New Jersey guy was there and he like walks out early. And there's like reporters there and they interview him. And the dude, they realize quickly that the dude just walked out. He's a mayor from there or the governor maybe. And he's like just super mad because he said that they didn't answer. They have no answers to any of the questions. Like people are asking questions and they just, every single one, they have no idea. And they're not proposing any kind of solutions.
No comment.
He's mad that like they're not like following these drones to see where they land so they can find out where they're coming from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was just super mad because they didn't have any answers or any solutions. So he just like stormed out of there early and then gave an interview directly after he stormed out. And that's the one that I saw. I don't know if it was our governor. It was some important guy.
You would think that there would be enough nerds in the area that they could fly their drones up there and figure out what was up there.
Oh, right there. No, back. Bottom one. A New Jersey lawmaker. So I guess
I walked out because it was worthless.
Right here, yeah.
It was the biggest amateur hour presentation I've ever seen about anything, okay? It was ridiculous. There were no answers. Every question that was asked by a member of the state legislature, great questions, no answers, no resolution. They don't know where the drones are coming from. They don't know who's doing it. They don't know why they're doing it, but they say there's no credible threat. It was annoying to be there. I drove 2 hours to be here today, spent an hour in there. I got to drive 2 hours back. The biggest waste of 5 hours in my entire life.
So why do you think they called this meeting?
I have no idea. Why would you call a meeting and tell people you don't know anything? I have no idea. And then when the legislators would ask questions, there were no answers. Here's the most frustrating part. The Colonel of State Police said that he had a helicopter of his flying over above one of these drones, a 6-foot drone or something. I can't remember exactly what he said. And he felt unsafe for his helicopter, so he just let it go. Just let it go. Where'd it go? Who knows? You know, didn't want to follow it because he didn't feel safe. Is that not the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard? I mean, honestly.
Do they have any idea where these drones are originating?
No, they don't. They would. Maybe if they followed that sucker to when it landed, they would know. But they don't. This is a complete lack of effort, in my opinion, on trying to figure this out. This is not about ability. We have the technology. We have the people. We have the training.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that's the video I was talking about. Sorry, I kind of got the details mixed up. But then I've been seeing a bunch of videos from Oregon as well. Has been kind of a hotspot, it seems. Tons of videos from Oregon, tons from New Jersey, and a bunch from Arizona.
Glad we don't live there anymore.
Yeah, seriously. And what's been really popular on my feed recently is people like with high, you know,
night vision,
very powerful cameras zooming in on some of these, and they are like orbs, like they're circular. And
I've seen some like going around in wheels.
Yeah,
you guys like gotta send me this stuff.
And they look like water, like the way that they're like they're like have waves going through them. Like they're like rippling. It's like rippling waves of something in an orb, though, in like circular.
Oh, people dude, are is saying that it.
Oh, that's the picture that I saw right there. Wow,
That cannot be good.
Breaking New Jersey drones belong to Disney.
That's not true.
That's not true, dude. Okay, no, that one. Next one over the ABC News, Parker. That's the one I saw. Up.
Second from the left.
Yeah. That's what I saw. And I saw a video of those things moving around. And there was
people are saying that they're
circles inside circles.
Very closely resemble the angels described in the Bible.
In Ezekiel.
Yeah. Because the videos that I saw, dude, it's literally like an orb. Looks like an eyeball in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's crazy looking. I saw too. It's kind of hard to tell if they're...
Incredibly hard to tell. And that looks different from
some of the... That looks like an airplane.
Because that actually looks like a
drone. That could be an angel.
That looks like a piece of technology there. But I've seen videos that it doesn't look like a piece of technology. It looks like a, you know, an organism.
TIE fighter.
It might be a TIE fighter. No. They still haven't rolled out Millennium Falcon.
Not sure about the Starship Enterprise, but
yeah, well, it's
really interesting.
I don't really watch Star Trek that much, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I'm not sure.
You want to hear a funny story about a Star Trek movie?
Yes, I always do. You know I do.
So I no idea anything about Star Trek, but there was one that came out.
That is funny.
A newer one when I was maybe in elementary school.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We watched that.
Yeah, we went over to our friend's house.
We watched that at our dang own house.
No.
Okay,
it was at the Dean's.
Okay.
And I was, I think, in fifth grade. I was chewing on a sucker. Okay, like just like a lollipop.
Yeah, I know what a sucker is.
So it's not a Star Trek story. It's a sucker story.
Yeah, but it's. Do you think that happened during that when we were watching that movie? And I was chewing on the sucker, and I just, you know, they're kind of like, once you're done with the sucker, you just got the stick and you're kind of just chewing on it.
Yeah,
and I was like, I was just like kind of taking the paper off and like eating it, and just like sitting there chewing on it. And then Dad said something to me like, "Hey, what are you doing?" And I got super embarrassed. And I, like, wouldn't talk, and I was just like, and, like, went into the other room, and then I got in trouble, and we went home. We just left because I was chewing on a sucker, and I couldn't take a joke.
Gavin, you might be an alien.
Because they're, like, making a joke of me, like, "Oh, what are you doing eating this sucker?"
And I was just like, "What are you doing, paper boy? You, like, sucking on paper?"
Like, sucking on cardboard sticks?
Dude, and I was just like, and we went home. We left.
That was a funny Star Trek story. I have no memory of that whatsoever.
You don't recall that?
None.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Kind of scary. Really
That's
interesting.
That's nice. So it takes my mind off of the scary thing, especially on Christmas
Eve. Give everybody an oasis from the imminent suffering that we're all about to suffer.
Isn't that a funny story? We had to go. I had to go home because of it.
It's actually really sad.
I cried.
What do you guys think it is? That's Parker, so what do you think it is?
I think it's the ops.
I bet there's aliens out there. I believe in aliens.
I don't know about aliens.
I don't think there's aliens.
I believe there are.
Do you actually believe there are aliens? Yes. Or are you just saying that?
No, I believe it, and I'm saying it because I believe it. I'm just saying it because I just believe it's true.
Hey, fair enough.
I don't believe you, Parker.
I don't believe that you believe that there's aliens.
I've always believed in aliens.
Do you believe?
I'm smiling because I'm telling the truth.
What do you think aliens are?
I don't know. I bet there's other... There's so much, and we don't need to.
You think there's others?
Yeah, dude. There's others.
I think it's just.
And
us.
I think Jesus has been to those other places and had to save them too.
Now you're going crazy.
I'm just saying.
You think there's a Bible? There's a redemption story
on other planets for other species.
I think you don't think it's. Tell me where. Because if this is actually a contradictory to the Bible, that would suck.
Well, let me correct
if this is. Way too outlandish to be true. There's another planet of humanoids, and Jesus had to save them too.
Dude, okay, hold on. Wouldn't there be a few? Because would there be a few places where that is contradictory to like
the where it says story he's in of heaven creation? Right now. Dang.
He created but the also, in the earth. Like, if you believe the earth. That the universe. Is randomly or not randomly generated, but infinitely expanded
and
is a product of like random happenstance. Then it would make sense that it's like if the earth happened to be there and it's infinite, then there would have to be something else. But if you believe that the universe was created in intention, then you would believe that God would have had to intended to create humans on this earth. And he would have had to intended to create humans elsewhere because it's not just randomly populated. So there has to be someone somewhere else out there.
An intention.
The only way that there would be something somewhere else is because it was intentionally placed there. So maybe it was, but it wouldn't just be like the universe is infinite. So it probably is the case. Just like it happened to be here, it would probably happen to be somewhere else.
The universe is infinite though.
Like, yeah, but it's intentional. It's not like randomly generated and humans happen to be here and God was just like, "Whoa, we got some. Let's go save them."
Oh, wow.
Well, finally. Like he created the heavens and the earth and then boom, it started. And then it was expanding and it's never stopped.
But you think we're the center of the universe?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think he started with us and created this here.
And if it's infinite, then nothing would be the center and wherever you are would be the center of the universe. If it's infinite.
Are you sure they didn't leave out anything?
What do you mean?
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
And
Glorbob, 57.
Yeah.
True.
I didn't even think about that part.
I don't know. It's just fun to think about.
I think there's hell also.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, Gavin. Way to freaking dampen the mood.
Did you know?
No, it's a good Christmas message. Yeah, hell is real, and you don't want to go there.
Guys, you don't want to go there. So tell people. In all seriousness, I think that hell is not aliens real. In the sense of like humans that are also in need of a savior like us are on a different planet. I don't think that's the case, but I think that like just as there were like
creatures.
I think if angels can fall from heaven, this is the story in the Bible. Angels that were, you know, became the earth and whatever, and now they're demons.
With Lucifer.
They're kicked out of heaven and they became demons and now they are, you know, doing demon things or whatever. I think that they would. If a demon was on earth, it would probably be considered alien. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It would probably get bored.
Maybe
too.
If demons were kicked down to earth, maybe demons could dang be banished to the, you know, this other galaxy or whatever. You know, maybe there's demons out in space doing whatever demons do. That would suck to be a demon and be out in space with nothing to do.
There's nothing to harvest on.
I know, literally no souls to collect. You're just out there doing nothing and also a demon. So you're just doing nothing until you suffer for eternity. You're just thinking about suffering for eternity while doing nothing forever.
I was reading...
Such an L.
Yeah, I bet you like this so much better than being in heaven with God. I bet you're so glad that you
are gone and nothing.
Yeah,
bro,
completely separated from your creator.
What a tragic story.
I was reading. I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to like glorify the devil and Lucifer.
That's good, actually.
But I was reading my book on the basics of Christian doctrine, talking about the doctrine of sin, and. Just because it talks about the story of Lucifer and how he was in charge of all these things.
The angel of light.
And he was also...
Worship
like,
leader, too.
In charge of worship. No, he really was. He was worship leader.
I know, funny worship leader. Yeah. It sounds like he's like...
But like he was in charge of music, which... Because I think about this a lot. I love music, especially worship. Yeah. But like just other music, like... Since he was kicked out of heaven.
Music is used for a lot of bad.
That's what I'm saying. I think that is used so much as like an influence in things.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially evil influence where it's like easy to get sucked into stuff where it's like, oh, I love this song for like it just sounds good or whatever. But also
then you get sucked into the culture.
With the intent of like, oh, maybe it sounds good and I'm not listening to the message of what it's saying. But then you start paying more attention just to what the song is talking about. Because, you know, like just listening to secular music, not all of it's bad.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more where I've been more thinking more about being intentional about what songs I listen to and stuff.
Guys, I didn't actually listen to Fiend that much.
Yeah, it was not real. Parker was not actually fiending for more.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though?
Dude, music is crazy. I think about that a lot. It's so, yeah.
Because I really like, I got on a kick for a while of Caleb Gordon and stuff. He's a good Christian artist. He's from Florida. He might be a year younger than me. I think he's 23 or something. But, like, just the sound of his music, I love it. Then also, like, I think for me... I wanted to do a segment of like music of the week, like whatever song we're really into. And I, when I was in middle school, listened to a lot, or maybe it was even elementary school. It was Toby Mac's Alive and Transported album.
Yeah.
And it was a live one that we would put in the DVD player and I could watch like he was in Houston performing.
A live recording.
He had this crazy wicked looking like beanie hat kind of with a brim. It was like literally this with the bill.
I used to have one of those for
and he would like wear it sideways. I had it and I would go put it on while I was watching and singing the songs.
Dude, Imagine Dragons was killer in middle school.
Yeah, dude. Radioactive.
Dude, yeah, that song was crazy. Also, Demons.
How did
it? Yeah.
And in my demons.
Yeah. I'm interested. I was tracking where the story birthed. And I don't really know, like,
yeah.
How we got here?
Yeah. Because you started, I've been listening, you know, I want to do segment of Song of the Week. I've been listening to Caleb Gordon. But Toby Mac had this sick hat.
Yeah. I was talking about his Live and Transported album. And it was a live album.
We know, Gavin.
Then what the heck were you talking about Caleb Gordon for?
We were talking about music.
Right.
And we were talking about how
music
has...
But I've been doing...
I've been listening to that album.
Okay.
And I started listening to that album.
Maybe it's not going to be as confusing when I listen back, but yeah. While I was listening to it live, I was like, where's the punchline? Like,
oh, it wasn't a punchline.
No, I know, not like a joke, but as in like,
how do we get here?
He started this story. It sounded like he really wanted to say something about Caleb Gordon. Then all of a sudden,
and then he was just lassoed by Toby Mac.
A constant stream of consciousness that led us to Toby Mac.
I didn't want to say anything about Caleb Gordon.
Oh, okay.
I was just mentioning him.
Well, you did mention his age and his.
Yes, and you're like, the way his music, like, I like the way his music sounds.
Oh,
so I thought you were going to say something philosophical about
that's interesting.
Music and sound and all that stuff. And then it was like,
hey, you know, that's all right.
But I also like these other guys too.
Yeah. Because we're talking about Satan being the
worshiper,
the worship leader or whatever.
Yeah. Before he got
booted. Yeah, that's a crazy story, dude. I wonder how long before humans were around that happened.
I remember hearing about that story, though, and thinking, like, crap, when I get to heaven, is it going to be that easy for me to get kicked out?
Dang, what a crazy thought.
Well, here's the thing, though, is, like, the reason, you know, it talks about, like, you're not supposed to judge.
Am I way quieter than everybody else? Is that just because I've been farther away?
Mm. No, you were louder earlier.
I was louder earlier. Yeah. Maybe you guys were just talking more passionately than me. Yeah, that's true. That's normal there.
Oh, we're good.
Sorry.
What was I saying?
Sorry, I don't know. Sorry. You were talking about Parker worshiping. Was like, so when I listen to, when I hear the story about Satan being kicked out, am I going to be able to get kicked out? Because I'm wicked and I'm going to go to heaven.
You were created not knowing or being in the presence of your creator, right? That's true. With sin. Angels are created with the
full knowledge.
Yeah, of all. But free will.
Yes.
And so they chose, like Lucifer and the angels that went with him, chose and made that decision. They knew God. They knew their creator.
You think humans won't have free will in heaven?
No, I think you've had that free will. There's not that temptation of sin anymore.
Because it's in this place.
Yeah. I don't believe there's not that temptation anymore. There's no sickness. There's no sin. You're in paradise. You're in the perfect place. Whereas angels had that free will and had that choice when God created them in heaven. They weren't created not knowing their creator or being in his presence.
Yeah.
Whereas we were created, boom, on earth, separated from our creator, but with that draw and that will to want to know our creator.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wasn't that a third that left, that went with Satan?
How is this so well documented? When is this story talked about in the Bible?
I don't remember exactly all of it. It's in different books of the Bible.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
But like Isaiah talks about a lot of that stuff and stuff like that.
Oh, I just kicked the cat. Whoops.
It's super interesting because...
She's durable.
Yeah, durable cat.
Yeah, like I've been preaching about... We did an evangelism class, which I wasn't able to make it to. But just evangelism has been on my heart a lot more and just talking to people about that. Because even though like we have most of our family goes to church or like but there's always people that you know that don't go to church or don't know the Lord. And just that draw to want to tell them about it, because it's like how great or how different would my life be if I didn't have a relationship with Jesus?
Yeah.
And where would I be? And in eternity, in the grand scheme of things, I would be like, oh, I'd be in a terrible place, or I wouldn't know what's going to happen to me.
Or I would,
when I
even
die.
If your life is good now, you literally will be in hell.
Yeah. Or like the thought of people being like, oh, but I'm a good person. I do.
Right.
Because like Parker went
out. Which is sad, bro.
Like you went and evangelized.
Like I haven't evangelized in the United States before that. Like it was only in Mexico where I'm like not really knowing the language and we're kind of just going
door
to
door. What did you
think? It was awesome though.
Were you intimidated going to people?
At first, yeah.
Something is less intimidating about going up to like people in a foreign country.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, maybe it's because like I'll never see him again. I've never seen him before. If I like stumble and look like an idiot, then it doesn't really matter because I don't even speak their language. They don't know that I'm what I'm saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that seems more intense to go up to someone that is just like a
peer. Just started off asking like, can I pray for you, anything like that? And then that opens the gate. Then you pray for them and you ask them, like, are you like a believer? And this question, like, people were super responsive to this. I asked, like, if you died tonight, what would happen? Like, what happens next?
That's intense, dude.
But no one was like freaked out or weirded out by it, because I thought, like, this is kind of a weird thing to ask.
Where did you learn to ask that?
Isaiah said that he was asking some people that, because he does this stuff all like often.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And
dude.
So I was like, I watched some like Bryce Crawford videos too.
Dude, I love watching Bryce Crawford videos.
I think. No, I can't remember if it was him. See, this is where the reels and the real life is mixing.
TikTok brain.
But yeah, you just talk to people. Just be normal and talk to them. And it makes me want to just like, even now when I'm in public, if I see somebody, I just want to be like, hey, is there anything I pray for you for? But I'm just busy.
Yeah.
Are you busy?
I got places to be.
Sometimes I do that with customers.
But there's time for your eternity in hell. Are you kidding me?
And then I think, gosh, what is 5 minutes here? Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude, that's cool. Cause like if that like passion really gripped you, then like what more of a purpose, like someone like Bryce Crawford, like these evangelists, like Isaiah, like if like for some reason, even though I have the knowledge that if this guy dies and he doesn't know God, he's gonna spend eternity in suffering. Mm-hmm. Like that is such a crazy heavy thing. And it is not at the forefront of my mind. Like that should be like crushing to me. Mm-hmm. That's the case. Cause if I knew like that guy is going to die, like if I knew that guy's going to like suffer in like this life, then that would grip me and I'd feel compassion. But like just the fact that it's like after death, something like distances me from the reality of it.
Yeah.
But if you were like, maybe that's something to pray for, like to be able to feel like the heaviness of death and what that means for someone that's not a believer. People. Cause that's a, like I would understand why some people are so radically passionate about that. Cause if that was like the reality that you had an understanding of, that this person is going to die and be suffering for eternity, if I don't do something, you have to. And it's crazy to me that people aren't receptive to that. I guess people probably do it in ways that are super undigestible, that are easy to be like, you're being arrogant and saying that I'm going to die. Or anyone coming up to you and saying that you're going to suffer forever in hell,
unless
you believe what I believe,
that
could seem like an arrogant thing to say also. So I guess there's probably a way to go about it that is more easy to receive.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever done like evangelism like that in my own country.
There's a quote from this dude who's going to be hanged. And he was like a devout atheist. I might be mixing up a little bit, but the most important part of the story is when he's talking to the Christian guys or somebody. And he's like, if I believed what you guys believed, I would crawl across this entire country, like on broken glass, on my hands and knees, if it just meant saving one person from the hell that you described.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Dang. That's crazy. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
He was like a criminal, like a murderer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, for real. And it's like, we believe that and I believe that, but it doesn't like
how often
it doesn't
really
like make me just like go crazy with like,
which is probably a good limit that God has on us to where like,
yeah, for real.
But I mean, some people like, who was the, is it Spurgeon that was like had chronic depression?
Yeah, dude, it was. Life? Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, it was, because he was a big smoker. Mm-hmm. Loves the cigars. I don't think he was a drinker.
Really?
Maybe he was, but he was depressed his whole life.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are. And it seemed like Solomon had, like in the Bible, had like a lot of thoughts about the meaning of life.
If he actually wrote Ecclesiastes, because they're not sure. But
they're
really?
Pretty sure.
It's like, because it's his style, like it, but it's just not like 100% confirmed.
That's who he's would like, the other,
there's
well,
no
like who's the other suspect?
Credited.
It's like
author,
yeah,
but he's like the suspect
they don't know.
Of
do they say they have another
Proverbs
guy that they think it could have been?
No, they don't know exactly.
Oh, yeah. It's just like probably Solomon, but maybe someone else.
Yeah, well, it's like with a lot of them. Like the book of Acts, they also believe is, they think, I think.
So where do they find the Ecclesiastes? Why is it so esteemed? Like it was popular enough.
Solomon talks about like all his vanity. Like everything I do.
Which makes sense.
He's not worth anything.
Yeah, he was like literally probably the richest man to ever live.
Even if he was alive now, he'd be the richest person on planet Earth. like so much money. He had everything he wanted. He had like thousands of concubines. Thousands he could have any wives. Woman he wanted. He had all the money in the world.
He didn't he even had have
all
like,
the riches yeah. and all the food. And
there was nothing else to like, gain.
Nothing could fulfill the wants and desires. And or like once I had what I wanted, nothing satisfied.
Yeah, crazy.
Like the flesh. Which is so interesting.
Was this like journal entries of his or something? Or just like writings? It would have had to be a journal unless he was trying to publish a book. But if they found it after he died, it obviously wasn't like he was making an effort to get it out to the public. Like well, it might have just been him writing in his journal.
Yeah, like I think...
That Roman emperor, what's his name? Marcus Aurelius. Mm-hmm. He has a book. Well, it's not a book. He has a, I guess it's a book called Meditations. And it's just his like private journal he kept.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as he was emperor of Rome, like widely, like people say he was the greatest emperor of Rome, and he just kept a journal his whole life, and then they found it years later and made a book out of it.
Dang,
or it's crazy, it's really crazy. But I wonder if Ecclesiastes is kind of the same, where it wasn't something he was trying to like send out to the public, but it was like a private like dialogue he was having with you know, like a journal he was mm-hmm. keeping or something.
I don't know. It was kind of the way it's written. It's like. Kind of explaining it to people or like he was talking to someone saying, you know, all that I have or because it made me think about it just with like work and things like that or like, oh, I need to provide for my family. But also like, obviously I want to live like
live a good life,
not just like
for in a like poor materialistic place, yeah,
or like. Just living for like, oh, I have to have this or I get these things and I'll be in a good place.
Yeah.
So that's a good book to.
Yeah. Ecclesiastes is my favorite book in the Bible.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I read it like for the first time, like really paid attention and read through it like last year or 2 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't like, I had like, you know, you hear a lot of like crazy stories in the Bible, like through church and like, mainly stories, but like to read through Ecclesiastes and like it had real like practical like things that weren't like biblical stories, like miracles that were mm-hmm. happening, but like just like real real life circumstances that Solomon was going through. That was pretty great. That's my favorite book for show. Are we rambling?
No, that's good.
We might be cooked. They Everyone's gone.
I'm hooked. I'm listening.
I'm listening too.
Yeah, that's my favorite book for sure.
Everyone loves it.
Yeah, maybe we'll do Gas Boys Evangelism.
Aww.
Or maybe they just do like, because we had kind of talked about it before, because I shared one other time about something I was reading.
Said we were going to do a Bible segment.
Yeah, do like a Bible segment. Just being like, okay, bring this story or this passage or whatever, talk about it. And there's so much to dissect. It'd be like a 15-minute segment every week or something.
But dude. That, yeah.
Yeah.
That always has scared me so much, though, just talking about, like, I don't know, a biblical story or something, but then, like, what if I get it wrong? Like, what if I got it wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm fine.
What do you mean? What if you get it wrong?
But it just was like...
On the podcast are you talking about?
Anything, I guess. I want to mislead somebody on accident.
Mm.
Yeah, that's intense, I guess. That's
what, when I'm, like, studying for messages...
I guess you just gotta pray.
There's like references or things that I'm like, oh, we're in this part of the Bible, they talk about this, or you know, this passage where they say this, and I don't always reference the passage, but in my notes, I always have, if I'm like, oh, I know the Bible says this, I feel like I have to find the exact passage and write it down. So if anybody were to ask me, or like even for my own sake, I guess, for preaching, that I just have that. Assurance like, oh yes, this is right here in this passage.
Yeah.
Making sure things aren't like
don't go off script.
Out of context or I'm like just making stuff up.
Yeah. So I think they're like, so Jesus walked on
like jello?
It was like a big,
walked on wine ice. Or something. I think that was his first one.
He walked on wine and then
he turned the lake into wine or something.
Yeah. It was a really fun party too.
Yeah,
the wedding feast.
And then there was a fisherman and they caught lobsters that day. It was weird.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah. I don't know.
Guys, you know, I think about a lot.
Joke.
Isn't it so funny?
I think a lot about I think a lot about like the age of the Earth. I think we talked about it on a podcast.
Oh,
I think
yeah, so. Yeah.
But dude, I just can't decide. I don't know what the deal is, dude.
I think it's created old.
Created old. Yeah, there's a lot of different ones. And we've already talked about it, so.
I think, yeah, probably the aliens from.
I think aliens, bro.
From Glorbob probably helped them out a little bit.
Maybe the drones are transformers.
They sent down their. Okay. They put like an old serum on the Earth when God made it.
Oh yeah,
so made it older.
Age fast.
Yeah. Yep.
I watched 3 Transformers movies while I was sick.
Holy crap!
That is 3 too many.
First, second,
dude.
And
you know
third.
What's crazy is I watched all the Transformers movies in one day. Also,
really?
Yes.
I watched all the Mission Impossible movies in one day.
That's insane. There's like 9 of them.
That is awesome. Crazy.
I swear Dad and I watched like 3 or 4 of them in a day.
Sick.
Yeah.
Like disgusting. That's terrible.
Yeah, I was so sick. I threw up everywhere. So motion sick.
It was when you were sick?
No.
I wasn't sick.
Parker's like, these make me motion crazy. Sick. I need to
It was
throw
like
up.
A Christmas break or
Perfectly
something.
Perfectly healthy. The ability to do anything else all day.
Christmas
Star
break
Wars.
Binge movie binge sesh.
You can't do it so anymore because you have a job and it's not like
not
bro,
real. I got a dang Christmas break. After tomorrow, I don't work until January 2nd.
That is so wicked, really? Dude. You do not have a real job.
Hey, me
I
either.
Promise it's a job.
Yeah, I don't either.
I promise.
Oh, what do you get off, Christian? Christmas Eve. Christmas.
Yeah, I get off all of next week, but I go back.
Go back for New Year's?
The 29th. You guys
probably get New Year's Eve.
I have all of next week off, and I come back Monday, and then get off Tuesday, Wednesday.
Dang, that's so cursed that you have New Year's Day. You have to work?
No.
He just said he had it off. He said he has to work the
29th. I was about to go down there and
Parker,
fight.
You silly little silly man.
Sean is so nice. Your boss is so nice.
We call him Nice Sean.
He's big, nice Sean.
He said, I'm so sorry that you have to be friends with Christian.
Yeah.
He's like, you really took one for the team there. I said, I know. Uh-huh. He's terrible.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
It's so funny.
We call him nice, sarcastic.
We talked about work.
You know? Really?
Yeah.
Talked about the podcast.
The haircut places.
Oh, yeah, Sports Clips.
Yeah, maybe have me do the work for him.
How long were you there?
Like 3 hours.
How long were you there?
No, like 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Oh, that's a good enough time to have a good conversation.
Yeah.
You like him?
Yeah, oh, super
Yeah,
nice
dude,
guy.
Super genuine.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sounds awesome.
He's
wish
like,
could have been there.
Heard a lot about you. Never actually had the pleasure to meet you yet. It's like, pleasure's all mine.
Yeah.
She just yawned, and then I stuck my finger in her mouth, and then she bit me.
Oh, ow.
Parker, why would you do
I
that?
I do that to Scout all the time.
He never bites me.
Stick my finger in his mouth.
Because he can't see. He's like, what is
oh,
this?
Oh, dude, I used to grab his tongue. That was so funny.
That is funny.
I should do that
again. Because he used to lick all the time, and he stopped licking people when you grabbed
his
tongue.
Yeah, I should start grabbing his tongue again.
You start grabbing Clementine's tongue.
It's so small, he'd rip it out.
Yeah, that's true.
That's graphic.
Yeah, that is kind of...
terrible.
Thank you guys for listening. Sorry we didn't get to any improv.
Dang it, dude.
We got some characters in the works, though.
Yeah, we really do.
Improv is so fun, you guys.
Yes, we love improv. Yeah, keep your eyes out. A lot of UFOs. See if you can find one. You guys, if one of you sends an original UFO spotting video.
We will shout you out on the
we
podcast.
We got to do something special. We'll send you into space.
Yes.
We'll send you up to space.
It's like $300,000 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's a UFO,
they're worth it,
dude.
Gavin.
You remember when UFOs were like... so abstract and everyone was like, you'll never see a UFO. They were like a movie sci-fi thing. And now UFOs is just like in the news, UFO spotted. The government's like, I don't know where these UFOs are coming from. And
ever since.
UFOs are just a common part of life now.
The Rock was in the movie Race to Witch Mountain.
All right. See you guys.
Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Think about it.